767 today.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're going to dive into it. We're going to dive deep. More on the pirates. Anybody out there concerned that pirates will hit our shore? The threats to retaliate against Americans and France as well. I'm thinking it's going to be somewhere out there in the Indian Ocean. And I did a little checking today, and it's interesting. I took a ton of notes. Can you hear the notes in the background? I took a bunch of notes, and here's a couple of things of note. We were talking about this yesterday. The area, because how do you patrol this area? It was one of my big questions. Okay, finally, after this ridiculous standoff, the sharpshooters nail the pirates, as they should have. The captain is safe. The family is elated. It's all good news that from that side of things. But now it's certainly raised the stakes. And do you know that you've got 230 people right now being held by pirates? No joke. 230 for ransom. And why? Because these companies pay this ransom, millions and millions of dollars, and it's just part of the deal. So, of course, it worked so well in the past. Why would you stop doing it now in a lawless area after, what is it, two decades of nobody minding the store, a free-for-all in Somalia, a lot of despair, problems with aid? Because they're going to pay to make sure that their crew members are safe. It's part of that whole insurance policy deal. So you ask yourself, well, how do you move forward from this? A million miles. We're talking a million miles in the Indian Ocean, which is part of the problem, part of the reason why patrolling it and just saying, which is one of the things I said, well, why can't they just patrol the bloody thing? Well, that's the deal, because even if you have Navy SEALs out there, and of course, are you going to want to dedicate Navy SEALs to the Indian Ocean? No. The answer is no, you're not going to do that. Are you going to do it maybe for a while? Yeah, maybe. Well, these guys are serious. I was stunned when I heard this earlier in the day. Here's what they did in Somalia, Mogadishu. They fired mortar shells at the airport. There was a plane carrying a U.S. congressman, a guy named Donald Payne, who is a rep for New Jersey. When the plane was taking off, the plane got off the ground, thank God. But 19 Somalians from surrounding areas were injured. They started firing mortars. Can you imagine this congressman just watching out of the window? Oh, got out of here. Fine. Boom. I mean, that's the perils of visiting a lawless area, a capital. As actually described, it's not a secret. It's described as one of the most dangerous places in the world, no doubt. The U.S. Embassy in Kenya confirmed, because there was a little period of doubt there as to what happened with Congressman Payne. But they finally confirmed in Kenya that, yeah, he did arrive in Nairobi a little bit later. And, you know, what is the answer ultimately? What are we left with this whole pirate thing? Because I can't just leave it from the other day. You're the president. What do? Do you order that the ships kind of patrol this vast ocean that makes it pretty hard to pinpoint exactly where some of these boats are coming out of? Do you figure out a way? See, here's what I say. I go back to the same thing that we were talking about the other night. I don't understand, and no one's been able to really answer this question for me in the checking that I've done. Why can't you just, if you have these cargo ships out there, why can't you hire a private army? Have a private army. I mean, you're going to have to pay the money anyway. So instead of paying the money for the risk of your crew being kidnapped, forget it. Have your own ops on board. Or you'd have to have crew members that were completely comfortable with guns, because that's the only way. You're not going to beat them back with fire hoses and throwing containers at them. It's not going to happen. And we go back into our memory, and you remember the famous Black Hawk helicopters in Mogadishu. Remember what happened there? when you had the Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs, I can't even remember, Frazier was the last name, was the highest ranking American envoy ever to visit Somalia since back in the early 90s. And, of course, what happened? The rebels brought down the helicopters and then went at it with U.S. soldiers. A 12-hour firefight. 300 Somalians ended up dead, and the U.S. pulled out, what was it, a year later. So we know the dangers of this crazy place. But regardless, in with trying to help people, that's not going to stop humanitarian missions, and it's not going to stop ships from not going through that area. If you look at a map and you look at the body of water, it's pretty tough. I mean, I get there are ways around it, but not easy ways around it. So I said it the other day, and I'll say it again, bravo to the snipers, because they had that one shot, that one chance, and they took it, and they nailed it, and that was it. But sort of to put this to bed with some of the information that I found out, I'm going to say temporarily you're going to have crews out there. You're going to have to sit down maybe with other nations who have ships that go through there and figure out if there's some way to, I don't know, dissuade these ragtag teams of pirates from doing what they're doing. And the only way to do that is to fight fire with fire. So you're going to have to blow them up. You're going to have to shoot back, period. And you're not going to have any more standoffs. It's just going to have to be pull the trigger and you're done. Now, as many of you said when you called me the other night, well, they had to have the right shot, and that's true. You can't take the wrong shot because then the captain dies. So the captain finally freed after the snipers killed the pirates. But you don't want these standoffs anymore. You can't have that. But the rescue of Captain Phillips, certainly for at least the United States too, raises the stakes in that area. Now we're playing in this space. There's no way to back out of this. And what kind of retaliation? We heard about the mortar I just told you about. What other kind of retaliation could happen in the wake of this? Well, I think they're not afraid to fire. So the answer has to be you're going to have to show firepower back in this Gulf of Aden. Oh, because future hijackings in that really busy shipping lane might get that much worse. With the pirates now furious, what kind of revenge are they going to seek? Now, the International, and I found this out, the International Maritime Bureau is saying that they support what the U.S. did and, of course, what the French did too, both navies, but also said that there might be, don't you love this, but just so you know, these guys are bad, and they're going to retaliate. So on one hand, they're saying, yeah, we applaud it, but, ooh, you know, watch out. This could be detrimental. So people are afraid of these pirates. You have, when you talk about the people now that are, I mentioned, 230, and you still have 13 ships that are held by the pirates. 13 ships, so what do they do, dock these boats somewhere? So this captain was lucky, but what about the other captives? Yeah, it's going to probably be a little bit worse for them. It raises the stakes, I'm sure, for everybody. What do you think? Would you just fire at will in the Indian Ocean on these thugs? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Odds and ends coming up next.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Whoa, you know. Drove those other childs wild, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, when it came to winning blue ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how.
Coming up, the cry baby of the day on America Tonight. In the meantime, talking about a little bit about this pirate deal that we played out last night. What do you do in this situation when you're talking about an incredibly large area of the Indian Ocean? And obviously, there's some organization to these pirates. They have 13 ships, for goodness sake, and 230 people. Crazy to think of that. And it's working for them. It's a massive treasure chest. That's what that ocean is. And there's complete lawlessness there. So, of course, hey, we warned you, America. Here's what you did. So they shoot mortars, basically, toward the plane where you've got a congressman from New Jersey. Guarantee he wasn't feeling good when he looked out the window. And, of course, some Somalians were killed in that. As a result of that, they were injured, killed, etc. Man. Hey, let's go out to my pal here. And you can join him, too, by the way. I have to give out this number more. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Let's go out to my pal, Mark, who's listening to us in New York. Hey, Mark.
Okay.
Hey, what's happening, Mark?
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great.
Okay, I didn't hear the connection. All right. Very quickly, there used to be a time in the world, in history, where if you took an American hostage, we came and got you no matter what. So kudos
right.
to the SEALs for doing what they did. But this is very important. Give me as much time as you can. And I don't know if this is coincidence or what, but in Sunday, April 5th issue of the New York Post, Maureen Callahan had a column called American Terrorists, okay? The CIA, Leon Panetta, is talking about potential threat to this country from Somali American men that were in Minnesota. Remember the 20 to 30 men that disappeared from Minnesota? They went over to Somalia for training.
That's right.
Apparently, they were brought here in the 90s by Lutheran and Catholic charities. But this group called Al-Shahab, which means the youth, which is connected to Al-Qaeda. This is the State Department talking, folks, not me. The State Department says the Al-Shahab, the youth, that group took them back to Somalia, these men from Minnesota, and I listened to this quote. They are in league not just with Al-Qaeda, since Osama bin Laden established training camps there in Somalia, but Somali pirates from whom they take a cut. end quote, which means a cut from the Al-Qaeda takes money from the pirates. Mm. My point is they left Minnesota. They were recruited from a mosque, and the mosque leader, a fellow here by the name of, he was a sheikh, Hassan Mohamud, okay, who happens to be an adjunct professor of a law school there in Minnesota. He's claiming that these guys are coming back as suicide bombers. So how is this connected? Well, our immigration policy is shot to hell. We let these guys in, and then they get, apparently a lot of them came from single-parent families, or just the moms with no men in their lives, and the people in the mosque radicalized them, brought them back to Somalia, and they're training them, and they're on their way back here. And apparently the imam from the mosque is claiming that there's no terrorism recruiting going on, but then he smiles and said, most Somalis don't think that they'll be back here to blow us up. Well, as I told you, this is a world full of surprises, end quote. So you see what we have here? The piracy's been going on because it's a lawless area of the world. It's been going on forever. And like you said, the reason why the steamship companies don't arm their crews is because they're worried about liability, that the American lawyer said don't give them guns. So, you know, if they knew right away that they were going to be fired upon, this crap wouldn't be going on. But the larger issue is the connection to Al-Qaeda, and people were jumping through hoops, and our president went and said we're not at war with Islam, but they're saying, you know, this is not a religious thing, but, you know, it's connected. It's connected with Al-Qaeda, radical Islam. When are these guys coming back, okay? And when they do come back, we're all going to take it in the short. So it's just something I hope I've added to your show, because I know people like to call and say that I'm just a pig mouth or I'm an idiot. But go and look at what's going on around the world, and it's pretty sad. And just 10 more seconds. I've been listening to some shortwave radio on a different subject, but have you ever heard of the Oath Keepers? If you haven't, we're going to be ahead of the curve, because this is going to be hitting big in the future. On the 19th, they're having a meeting. The Oath Keepers are active and retired military and law enforcement that will refuse to abide by unconstitutional commitments or whatever that this administration gives. They will not disarm the American people. I told you I was afraid about if our military would turn their guns on us, and apparently there's some good cops and good military people that won't be doing that, because the crap's going to hit the fan. I'll let you know more about it when I hear about it. Oath Keepers. Thanks, Kate.
All right. Thanks, Mark. I have heard of the Oath Keepers. It's interesting that he brought it up. A couple of things that Mark said dead on about the Somalian pirates, and part of the concern is, and in fact, Don, when he called us from Wyoming, kind of tipped into that, talking about the young guy, same thing, the restlessness, the poverty, the stuff that we've mentioned before, and the scary similarities to what we see happening with Taliban, Al-Qaeda, et cetera. And there are training camps. There was training camps that were discovered. And if that's true and you trace that, and there is a cut that ultimately they take from the pirates, he's right. Imagine where that link leads. And that, my friends, is really scary. That's why what happens in these waters, and ultimately, that's why I said you just shoot. Ultimately, the more that are out in the waterways and the more people they're holding hostage, the worse that this situation will implode. And now, of course, there is the threat from the pirates to get even with America and to get even with France. Yikes. All right. As for the crybaby of the day, it's pretty obvious. Wacky attitude, wacky hair, and I'm just sick of hearing about his court cases. But Phil Spector, who, how do you reach the highest heights and then blow it the way he did? Because you're nutty. Because you have a screw loose. Here's a guy who put so many groups on the map and was the king of entertainment. I mean, he was the rock god, as I said before. Famous, famous music producer. Finally, they got him. He was convicted of second-degree murder in the shooting death of the B-list, I'll call her B-list because many of you wouldn't have heard of her. Her name was Lana Clarkson, and she was in a movie that had a little bit of a cult following. I said it before, Barbarian Queen, if that rings any bells with anyone. But regardless, she was an attractive, blonde, 40-year-old woman who was a hostess somewhere, hooked up with Phil Spector, ended up in her mansion and ended up dead. And this happened 6 years ago. And finally, after 30 hours of deliberations, that's what they returned. That's what they returned with the verdict. He didn't have any reaction to the verdict. I mean, just nothing, just paleness on his face. And right away, the attorney jumped in and argued that he should be free on bail pending the sentencing, because he's going to be sentenced at the end of May. And the interesting thing is, he could get a couple of different things as far as terms in prison because of the charges. He used a gun. The use of a gun enhances 3, 4, or maybe even 10 years in prison. Second-degree murder, of course, up to 15 years to life in prison. And the way they figured at this point, the case was probably, this was the analysis afterwards, this case was probably finally swayed by the judges, some of the judges' rulings. And especially there was one, and this is what his attorneys are arguing, there was one that allowed 5 women from his past to testify. And, of course, you can imagine what they testified about with Spectre, because there was always a speculation that he did weird things, and one of them was he had a fascination with guns and would put a gun in a woman's mouth and women that he was with and that kind of stuff. So this was the second trial. Remember, the first trial, the first jury was deadlocked, and they actually favored conviction, but they were deadlocked. So this was the second time around. It would be interesting to see ultimately in the end of May, because they're not even letting him out now, what kind of a sentence that he gets. And the prosecutors argue what I just said, that he had a history of threatening women with guns when they tried to leave. And they were claiming, his guys, that she tried to kill herself, but it was pretty clear from the evidence that it didn't look that way at all. And then the chauffeur was the key witness and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, Phil Spector, do we have a baby in the house? Is the cry baby of the day. Yeah, he's a crybaby because all his toys and all his money couldn't prevent justice. Yep. Oh, that's a nasty baby. Justice prevailed, finally, in the case of Phil Spector. Hey, I'll meet you on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a 1-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase 2 items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
I'm Don Germano with Kmart. We're a proud sponsor of March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Kmart. We're all parents, aunts, uncles, and grandparents. We care about our babies, and we care about all babies. When a baby has to fight for his life, we all need to help. We participated in March for Babies for the past 25 years and will continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
I'm John Hewitt, CEO of Liberty Tax Service and proud sponsor of March of Dimes' premier walking event, March for Babies. More babies begin healthy lives because of March of Dimes' research and programs. And with our support, we can do even more for families all over America. Our goal is to ensure all babies will be born healthy, but we have to walk to get there. Join the March for Babies. Sign up at marchforbabies.org.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Times are tough right now and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
Got a brand new bag. Come to mama and get your favorite seat. And your
bed. Anytime's a great time for some James Brown, baby. How's it going, America? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, ATN, at the helm. Here with my man, Donovan. Boy, he is swinging the tunes tonight. Donovan Mattson. New member to the crew here for America Tonight. We're having a lot of fun and actually talking about some heavy things and some lighter things. We just handed out the Crybaby of the Day award, and that, of course, was Phil Spector. Pretty much a layup, I would believe, there. Yeah, somebody who, she hasn't been crying lately, but somebody who captivated a nation is this Octomom. And Nadia Sulman, who... She's doing this reality show, right, in the near future at some point. She's met with a gazillion production companies. What a sick world. It's all about that 15 minutes, baby. And so they're going to do this show that follows Sulman as she raises these 14 kids. I'm not kidding you. I completely believe, and I get the baby thing, I do. I love kids. I mean, you've heard me talk about my nephew before. I don't have any kids, but you've heard me talk about my nephew, and of course I hope I have a child eventually, but I like kids a lot, but I can't imagine purposely having these kids in vitro the way she did, having 14 of them, being single, not having the means to really raise them, and you look at some of the things that she's done in her past, and to me it's obvious that she was making a beeline to become famous. So at this point, people want to become famous so badly they do things that like this, that Nadia Sulman's done. And the doctor, I mean, is that not irresponsible? She already had a gaggle of children. I guess you can't tell someone, no, you've already had too many children. In fact, I can remember when I was growing up, when I was a kid in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, stone's throw away from Philly, in the grammar school where I went, there was a family where there were 14 kids, you know, but they were really the Carbacks, but they were a really cool family. and a close-knit family, and Catholic didn't believe in birth control, so one kid after the other, and she just got pregnant a lot. And they didn't seem to be lacking in things. They seemed to be happy. I remember I begged my mother to spend the night there one time. I don't want to feel like I'm clobbering with same silly stories over and over again. And I thought it was the coolest thing because it didn't seem like there was any neglect. You know, you were sitting there and you got the French toast and there was an organized system and all the loaves of bread came out and all that stuff. But this isn't because she was Catholic and got pregnant and was in a relationship and was married and was whatever. This was in the interest of being famous. So then these statements come out. Nadia has been interested in and hoping to find something not so intrusive to the family and babies while, ready for this part, at the same time, sort of taking the focus on trying to make a little income for herself, whatever. She wanted the fame. She wanted the money. That's what the deal is. Now, also what's being released is that she doesn't want the reality show to be the only source of income. She wants to do, this is great, okay, you think she doesn't want fame? She wants to be able to do endorsements, and she wants to do a book. And why? Oh, because she has lots of mouths to feed, and she doesn't want to take handouts. Please. So who do you think Zoom and who in the case of Nadia Sulman? Is there anybody in America listening to me that can actually stick up for this woman? I don't think so. I don't think we're going to hear that phone ring, whether you know the number or not, or catch it at the last second, which, by the way, the number is 1-800. Of course, it's 1. It's 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. I sit at the helm of the ship during this version of America Tonight is Donovan Madsen. Donovan, are you listening? Are you hanging? Are you back there steering the ship?
Well, somebody's got to.
Do you see any pirates? I hear, are there any pirates coming into the studio?
Haven't seen any lately, but we're keeping a sharp watch on them. Especially because the last thing we need around here is more pirate radio.
That's right. Ba-dum-bump. That's where you need a rim shot. You got to carry that rim shot in your back pocket if you're going to make statements like that, Donovan. So if you have any problems, any fear, I'm going to call Ted because ultimately he is the great decider, and we'll make sure that the Genesis Communication Network is fully locked down so that Donovan is okay. And I'm at an undisclosed location. I'm kind of like that ship that never finds the port. And hopefully I'm avoiding the pirates as well on my journey. So there you have it. Anyway, I've got a bunch of email here, americatonight.net. That hasn't changed, americatonight.net. The number's changed. I've said it a couple times. Don't worry, because I've gotten a bunch of emails about, hey, I didn't catch the number, and you only said it a couple times, and blah, blah, blah. I promise I will continue to say it throughout these next couple of weeks over and over again. And, of course, we always mention the number, but I'll continue to do that. I told you about the one crackpot, and it's a horrible situation with the 8-year-old girl. And in fact, we threw her in the dungeon, the woman who was a Sunday school teacher and apparently threw this girl, and who knows what she did. She might have assaulted her and threw her in the suitcase. They're not releasing very many details. It was a town 60 miles outside of San Francisco. And see, this is why it's so hard to deal with these stories and talk about these stories, because it's just seems like it's never ending. Yes, we live in a big country. And is it that there's more sad stories like this, or they weren't reported as much before? You know, I'm not sure. But the Orlando story, the Casey Anthony story, this woman, same thing, except for, of course, it's her daughter. So Kaylee kidnapped. And remember, Casey Anthony claimed that her daughter was kidnapped and pled not guilty. She's pled not guilty. Her trial is set for October. Prosecutors filed papers of intent that they're going to seek to have her executed if she's convicted of first-degree murder. And I say bravo. So that you have that one case in Florida, and then you have this other case in San Francisco where they're trying to determine, and of course this is California, where they're trying to determine whether or not to seek the death penalty. You tell me, America, in both of these cases, one, you have a mother who murdered, is charged with murdering her daughter. They find her body in the woods months after she was reported missing, just a stone's throw away from where the grandparents lived. And you look at this woman and you think, what could possibly have driven her to this? Kaylee was 2 years old when she disappeared. Now, if she couldn't handle her daughter, she couldn't handle having a toddler, wanted to be out swinging around the bars or whatever reason, then you know how many people would adopt a little child like that one? And here's what her attorneys are saying. This is not a death penalty case. We're going to do whatever's necessary to defend Casey from the state trying to take her life. And remember, when she was arrested, prosecutors didn't say if they were going to go for the death penalty or not. But you had the same situation. You have hundreds of people helping to search for this little girl who's missing. And then it turns on a dime, of course, it turns out where it's the mother, allegedly. I mean, they've got her nailed with the evidence. We'll see what the court says. I think they got to go for the jugular. I'm an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth person. I can't help it. And in these cases with these little girls, here's one that's 2, here's one that's 8. One's the Sunday school teacher, if they prove it. One's the mother. And you tell me, and one's California and one's Florida. Much better chance, I think, of Florida going for the death penalty. California and in the area that you're talking about don't know if they're going to do that. I hope they do. And I know, and I know I'm going to get tons of emails at AmericaTonight.net of people who think, you know, there have been cases where the death penalty has been, it's been overturned. There's been people on death row that were wrongly accused. But look at the evidence in the, in what we know with these two women. And listen to where this, the case twists and turns on both of these, in both of these cases. Now, we're not talking about, oh, there's some evidence of a rape, of this, of whatever. And yes, there have been people that have been imprisoned wrongly and could have been killed, and they weren't. I think in this case, I think you have to go for the jugular. And if there's anything that, and does the death penalty prevent other people from doing heinous things? I don't know. Because that's the other argument. Well, if people were afraid of the death penalty, wouldn't that prevent more horrible things from happening, like the two things I just talked about? Well, not necessarily. But I think that there is some form of justice that sometimes has to be meted out the same way. And those families forever are screwed up. And this little girl, 2 years old, just that kind of a violent death, unacceptable. Unacceptable because if you couldn't handle being a mother, couldn't handle the child, there's a ton of people that would have taken that little girl in. And the same thing with the Sunday school teacher. Obviously, there's something else going on in her head. But I got to think, in this case, with the family and what they're left with, the only right thing to do is to do the death penalty. And I'm waiting for the arguments. I know it. Trust me. I sit across the dinner table when I'm with my brother and I hear it all the time. He's stunned. He can't believe I think that way. He's an attorney. Our politics are different. And we definitely feel differently about the interpretation of when somebody should go for the death penalty. But what do you think, America? I'll take your calls next. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. My name's Kate, and this is America Tonight.
Hey, hang on, you guys. I'll be right back.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Huckabee, both I think should get the death penalty. They're trying to decide what to do in California, of course. At this point, this is so fresh with the death of this 8-year-old girl, Sandra Cantu. Sad, sad story. She was found in a suitcase. In case you didn't hear, I'm just going to say it over again. And then, of course, Kaylee Anthony, we all know the saga. They're found in the Florida swamps, 2 years old. And it's a big reversal there, the state wanting the death penalty for Casey Anthony, because originally they weren't going in that direction. So my question is, what do you say? I think, all things being equal, I hope both Florida and California go for the jugular. The number 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Like I said before, you're talking about two different cases with little different twists in it, of course. But one's a mother, one's the Sunday school teacher, and both, obviously, with relationships with the kids. And you think of the fear, and I hate to do this, and I hate to take you in this direction, but the fear in those kids' eyes, in the trustingness in those little souls, and to have the life just pushed out of them in that way. Ooh, one of the most heinous things I think you can ever do. Anything to children. I mean, let's start there. You talk about adults and horrible things adults do to each other, one thing. But you talk about doing something to a child, I don't know. I mean, that is a very dark, incredibly dark, twisted place. It really is. And I can't imagine what it must be like for the lawyers who have to defend these guys. Because remember, you know, that's the whole thing. It's about the client. And I couldn't be on that side of it. Honestly, I couldn't. I already mentioned Phil Spector. I called him the crybaby of the day. We talked about that. One thing that I said I would get into, and I haven't jumped to it, and we're going to get to lighter news of odds and ends and that kind of stuff, but I guess this would be an interesting odds and ends. Mel Gibson. Where in the world is Mel Gibson? Remember he made the movie Apocalypto? I don't know how many people saw that movie, but I actually saw it, and it was a pretty decent movie. It got a little bit of a buzz, but ever since he had the altercation with the cop in Malibu, I don't think things have really ricocheted back for him. I mean, Mel Gibson kind of disappeared. Not that he might not have anyway, but I'd say his star was still pretty much shining until that happened. Well, this is a stunner because he's a serious, serious Catholic, even building a church in Malibu where they have masses in Latin. And his wife of 28 years filed for divorce, and she put irreconcilable differences. So there's no details, of course, of the breakup. But they have 7 kids, only one under 18, so she must have waited, I guess. And they requested joint custody, or she requested joint custody of the son. He's turning 10. But you can bet people in Hollywood especially, with the vampires out there, are probably trying to pry loose the details of this because of just everything that's happened with Mel Gibson and the length of that marriage and all that sort of stuff. So he filed a response to the divorce, and he did it within just a handful of hours, saying that they had separated in 2006. And check this out. He's saying he doesn't want to pay spousal support, and he's also asking that his attorney fees be paid out of joint property for the two of them, obviously. Like I said, the anti-Semitic slurs that happened during that drunk driving deal back in the summer of 2006, that changed the fates and fortunes for Mad Max, who was such a popular guy with Braveheart and the Oscars that he got for that and all the movies that he made. You know, what were the other movies that he made? Mad Max was obviously the first one. But he had a bunch of blockbuster movies. The Passion of the Christ was another one that was a blockbuster. And he's got a movie, actually. He's got a movie that's coming out. He's in this movie called Edge of Darkness, and that's supposed to come out later this week. So he's kind of still around, but not the way Mel Gibson used to be. Not the way he used to be. 800-259-5791. Got one here from Joey B. And Joey B, listening to us in Connecticut, says, Kate, I have to agree with you. Normally, I would say, look at the facts a little bit more. But in this case, I think we have the facts. And, yes, they haven't been tried yet. But give me a break with both of these two broads. I think we should throw away the key. And, absolutely, I hope that they both get the death penalty. All right, so there's one. AmericaTonight.net, rather, or 800-259-5791. Somehow getting into a discussion about the death penalty because of the two cases of the various women, the one, the Sunday school teacher, and the story and the details, the gruesome details that are just unfolding with that, and, of course, the Casey Anthony story. I mean, how many times, night after night, did we hear about that? And once again, and I guess this is the play, is trying to blend in if you did it, handing out flyers, being part of the vigil, looking like you're just astounded by what's happened. And then how many times, I'd be curious about this, how many times do you turn around and it's the person that lives right down the block who might have even participated in some of the searches and stapling the posters and looked like they had serious remorse for what had happened to the family, of the child and what they were going through. And then sure enough, there they are right in your own crowd. Wow. Crazy. And in case you missed this, too, here's a recap. This is Odds and Ends, basically what we do here. There was a passenger plane that landed after the pilot died. Luckily, the man on board knew how to fly, but not this particular type of plane, and hadn't really flown in 18 years. But he was guided down by the air traffic controllers. This happened in Florida. And his wife and two teenage daughters were on board. And sure enough, he landed that plane, but that had to be a horrible feeling. One, you've got a dead pilot next to you. You're panicked, or trying not to be panicked because you got to land the plane, but he managed to do it. On the ground, of course, the emergency crews were waiting, but luckily they didn't need it. It wasn't necessary. I told you about a story the other day, and I didn't give you a follow-up here. I got a note here from Beth listening to us in WVMT in Vermont saying, what happened with Simon Cowell? I heard you say, Kate, just briefly on the radio, that he might ditch American Idol. Well, apparently he's considering quitting after another season. So that means it's not happening anytime soon. I mean, the guy already judges three shows. Did you know that? He's got one show called Britain's Got Talent, another called X Factor, and it's the pace, I think, because he's got to be, I'm sure, on planes constantly. He says the only certainty is that he's still on Idol and he likes doing it and he has another year under contract, but he's not saying whether or not he's going to come back after that, you know, that he's attached, but he's going to have to make some kind of a decision. And do you believe the show's been around that long? The show's been around since 2002 and he's been with American Idol since then. And, I guess going back and all the, oh, poor Simon. Oh, he's got so much bloody money. Going back and forth is ragging him out. So that's the scoop on that. Not yet. He'd still be back for at least another season. He's said it himself, but he's not committing to anything after that. So that means there's a chance, and he's sort of signaling the fact that, yeah, there's a chance I might not be back for the next season. Here's a story that I wanted to throw in, too, as well, with Odds and Ends. Cuban Americans, and this is a stunner, it's been 50 years, who have family members in Cuba will be able to travel now back and forth and also to send money back to their relatives. Could this be something different for this tiny little island? Could this represent the possibility of a change in the future now that those restrictions have been lifted? We're talking half a century. Wow. And this comes right before Obama leaves for a bunch of meetings in the Summit of the Americas and Trinidad and whatnot. So I got to see, this is going to be a huge topic that they're going to talk about. Remember, you can email me day or night about anything at americatonight.net.
You see, we're on a mission from God.